Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servant. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, as I told you in the beginning of my Mass, today we celebrate St. Francis Xavier. He is not worthy for the missionary work, both as organizer and pioneer. He is said that he converted more people than anyone else as a missionary has done since St. Paul. I looked up some of the dictionary and books last night to find out how was he working in Asia. And people says that he baptized using his own hand more than 50,000 people. So, amazing missionary work. Let me tell you some of the story from my own country. Before St. Francis Xavier came to Indonesia, the whole Indonesia mostly Muslim, because Muslim people came to my country in 7th century or maybe 7th, 8th, 9th century. So people thought that Indonesia is Muslim country. But St. Francis Xavier came to Indonesia in 1546, and he came to the island called Maluku. It is in the east of Indonesia. He stayed in my country for 1 year, and he baptized more than 10,000 people in that time. And now, in my country, in the east of Indonesia, now we have more than 2 million Catholic in that area right now. And we are blessed because this great saint came to my country and promote Catholic faith in Indonesia. His missionary zeal, his persistence in preaching the gospel, and his courage, all of this inspire people to follow him. And one of his way to preach people, where he make people come to him and follow Jesus, because he learned every single language when he came to a place. So he learned every single language. He know everything until many times he forgot his Spanish, his mother tongue. He came to Indonesia, he learned my language. He came to China, he learned Chinese language. He came to Singapore, he learned another language. He came to Japan, he learned Japanese. He came to India, and he learned Indian language. And now do you know how many Indian Jesuits in India? More than 1,000 because of his work. So today, really, it is amazing story if you want to know more about St. Francis Xavier, how he learned the local language and bring the gospel to the people. And today, in this Eucharist, let us pray for all the people who work for missionary, all the people who work in the remote area, all the missionary who work for all the people using their own language, learning new culture, and give their life to other people. Today, let us pray for all missionary, for all people who devote their life for our church. And we are thankful. We thankful for all of their generosity to give their life for the church. Amen.